Tyler Axness. Tyler, good to have you back on News and Views.
It's always great to be on, Joel. Thanks for having me.
I haven't heard anybody getting out there in the public and speaking to this issue, and it's been frustrating.
It's been very frustrating. Here we are a week after a million gallons of salt water has leaked near one of our communities, and we've heard just deafening silence from our elected officials in Bismarck. And to me, it's a continuation of the deferring of responsibility to everyone else and refusal to take the ownership of the development within our borders. You know, it really started with the largest inland oil spill near Tioga last year, the train incident in Castleton, the 74 saltwater pipeline leaks in 2013. And when you call our officials in Bismarck, including the PSC, current PSC members, the answer we always get is, well, that's not my jurisdiction, or that's a federal responsibility. But, you know, we're looking at solutions in ways that, you know what, if you call when I'm elected after November, that I'm going to take some responsibility, and I'm going to look in to see what we can do to prevent these type of incidences. And the way that we're getting ahead of that right now is, as you mentioned, our VIP plan, which is, you know, geared to simplify and streamline pipeline oversight in North Dakota. I believe it was the middle of June in which we proposed this plan. And included in that is saltwater pipeline oversight, which right now is just lacking entirely in the state. You know, we have some saying that should be an industrial commission responsibility. We believe it should be in the PSC, so it's consolidated, that if there is a leak, like what just happened to Mandaree last week, that they know who they can call in Bismarck to talk to about this.
Well, and I don't think this makes a person anti-oil, bringing it up. I just don't. We've talked about the one in Mandaree. Listen to this, folks. There was a brine spill in Botno County. Date of report, June 18th, 2014. Oil recovery fluid spill near Marmoth in Slope County. Oil and produced water spill near Ray in Williams County. A brine spill near Arnegard in McKenzie County. An oil spill near Alexander in McKenzie County. An oil spill near Newtown in Montreal County. Brine spill in Botno County. All of this happening in 2014, I might add. Oil and produced water spills near Ray in Williams County. A brine spill west of Wild Rose in Williams County. Brine spill near Crosby in Divine County. A petroleum product leak into Lake Sakakawea and tributary in McKenzie County. Tyler, there's a pattern here. There's a pattern here.
There is, Joel. I think it's from since May 21st, there's been 12 publicly reported pipeline leaks in North Dakota. And we haven't heard anything from anyone in Bismarck on solutions on how to minimize these beyond our plan as candidates for the Public Service Commission, myself and Todd Reisenauer. And I agree, this isn't anti-oil or anti-development. You know, this is about, we want this development to last and continue, but we also want to make sure that what makes North Dakota unique is maintained, and that's, you know, clean air, fresh water, and safe communities. And how we achieve that is planning and leadership. And right now, I feel that that's lacking. It's created what we're considering a summer of spills here. You just went through a number of them. And if we actually get out ahead of this thing and stop playing catch up and you know, walking away with our hands in the air saying, well, let this go as is, you know, we're going to continue to see this, and we want to prevent that for the future.
I heard Ryan Taylor the other night talk about, you know, meters, about flow control, about, you know, making sure that you can tell how much is going in versus how much is coming out, and how that's just common sense. That isn't over regulation. That is being able to tell. And it goes back to that leak that went on and on and on near Tioga, and what only got found until a farmer went out to harvest his crop.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, the current officials in Bismarck have been relying on farmers to be kind of the policemen of our pipeline industry and our infrastructure, and we need to change that. You know, farming is a stressful enough job as is. I grew up in a farming community. You know, we have elected officials that should be providing this oversight on the Public Service Commission. And when it comes to the idea of shutoff valves and the gauges, that was actually introduced in the 2013 legislative session in the House. It was from a Republican, Representative Dick Anderson. I, in the Senate, never had a chance to vote on that bill because it was overwhelmingly defeated in the House by the supermajority in the legislature. So there's these aren't new ideas. It's just they've been deferred And here we are trying to play catch up and governed by emergency in North Dakota. And it's got to stop. We can no longer accept that.
Okay. Tyler, you know, well, hold on a second. I want to make sure maybe you're the one that Dave wants to talk to. Dave, you're on with Tyler Axness. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Joel. Thanks for taking my call.
Glad to.
Senator Axness, just one question for you. Why didn't you propose your pipeline regulatory solutions as a lawmaker in the state legislature?
Sure. Good question. Getting into the 63rd legislative session, we took a look at what the infrastructure needs were out there, and the big concern that was brought to me was the need in Western area road infrastructure. And it was those short 80 days in which, be fully honest, I didn't have the opportunity to really dig into what is lacking when it comes to our pipeline oversight. Since those days have gone, I've actually taken it upon myself to really dig into what makes sense and to consolidate. So this actually is being addressed moving forward.
Well, there is another side to that, too. I mean, not to sound like the partisan hack here, but when you see the Republican introduce the bill in a Republican-led legislature and they kill the bill, why is it your job to introduce the bill? I mean, if you get on the Public Service Commission, the candidate that you're running against in the Public Service Commission came on my air and said that they don't oversee the railroads because they leave that to the feds. I mean, that's the attitude. That's what Julie Fedorchak said to me on air. I mean, you've got to ask yourself, until you get this job, if you win this seat, you know, how aggressive you can get about all this, Todd. I got about 10 seconds to let you respond to that.
Well, yeah, you bet. You know, like I said, we need to have people that are going to provide leadership on that commission to look at what their full jurisdiction is and then implement it and act on that to protect our North Dakota communities.
Tyler, always good to talk to you. Give people your website.
Yeah, axness4nd.com, Joel.
All right, thanks. Good to visit with you. Tyler Axness.